We're back with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. This is your co-host, Kent Winkless, along with my co-host, Al Korns. We've got another hour of fine modern mainstream jazz, so I hope you'll stick around. We're going to continue to highlight the work of tenor sax man Paul Quinichet, as he was called the vice president. And this is an album that he cut on the United Artists label. Back in 1959, called Like Basie, Paul Quinichet and his Basieites. And there were some members of that aggregation that worked in the Basie band. We've got Al Gray on trombone, Harry Sweets Edison's on trumpet. He was in the Basie band for a long time. Shad Collins is back. He played a couple tracks in the first hour. And the famous Basie rhythm section, Joe Jones on drums, Eddie Jones on bass, Freddie Green on guitar, and back is our Nat Pierce clone on piano, Basie clone on piano, doing his Basie-like best. And this is a little thing that was written by the Count out of the Count Basie songbook called Jump For Me.
Thank you.
Board fade. We didn't do that. That was in the recording studio. Don't blame us for that board fade, but that was still a nice swinger by Paul Quinichet and his Basieites. Of course, our featured artist, Paul Quinichet, was the leader in on tenor sax. That was out of the Count Basie songbook, Jump For Me, written by the Count. And you heard, in addition to Paul Quinichet on tenor sax, you heard a nice muted trumpet solo by Harry Sweets Edison, and a fantastic trombone solo there by Al Gray.
Well, I'm going to start off my part of the hour with a selection by Coleman Hawkins. It's from a Capitol LP entitled Hollywood Stampede. Hawkins' nickname was Bean. I'm not sure how he got that name. Maybe that was his favorite food. Maybe. But this is a tune he wrote entitled Bean Soup, and it features Coleman Hawkins on tenor, Howard McGee on trumpet, Sir Charles Thompson on piano, Alan Roos on guitar, John Simmons on bass, and Denzel Best on drums.
Thank you.
and that was Bean Soup, a tune written by Coleman Hawkins, and it featured Coleman on tenor sax, Howard McGee on trumpet, Sir Charles Thompson on piano, Alan Roos on guitar, John Simmons on bass, Denzel Best on drums, from an LP entitled Hollywood Stampede, released on the Capitol label in 1963.
Let's do a little something by our highlight artist, Paul Kunishay, the vice pres, and this is a great standard out of the Richard Rodgers, Oscar Hammerstein songbook, People Will Say We're in Love. Easy version of People Will Say We're in Love. It was our highlight artist of the week, tenor sax man Paul Kunishay.
Well, next we'll hear from Dexter Gordon from an LP entitled Hot and Cool. It features Dexter on tenor sax, Jimmy Robinson on trumpet, Carl Perkins on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Chuck Thompson on drums. It's a tune Dexter wrote entitled Silver Plated.
Thank you.
and that was Silver Plated, a tune written by Dexter Gordon, featuring Dexter on tenor sax, Jimmy Robinson on trumpet, Carl Perkins on piano, Louie Ray Vinegar on bass, and Chuck Thompson on drums. From an LP entitled Hot and Cool on a Dutone label, I have a sneaking suspicion that tune was named after his instrument. Dexter liked to present his saxophone after a given number to the audience as if it was a cherished heirloom of some kind, and I can picture that happening there.
I think we saw Dexter do that a couple times, yeah. Al, at the Jazz Showcase in Chicago. All right, now to continue our highlighting the tenor sax work of Kansas City-oriented tenor sax man Paul Quinache, we're going to next turn to an album in which Paul Quinache is a sideman. He's a sideman in an album called Kansas City Revisited, led up by Val trombonist Bob Bookmeyer on the United Artists label, cut in 1958. And we also got Al Cohn here on tenor sax, and Nat Pierce is on piano. There should have been a highlight show of Nat Pierce tonight, too. Anyway, this is out of the Count Basie book, obviously, written by the Count, jumping at the Woodside. The Woodside was a hotel up in Harlem where the Count Basie band stayed when their venues were in the New York area. So let's listen to Jumping at the Woodside.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Woodside, composed by Count Basie. It was played by the Count Basie Band all down through the years from its inception in 1936, I'm sure, till about the last gig Count played around 1984. And that was from an album headed up by valve trombonist Bob Brookmeyer called Kansas City Revisited. And we had fine solos all the way around, including our highlight artist of the week, Paul Quinichet on tenor sax, followed by Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone, followed by Al Cohn on tenor sax. Then Jim Hall on guitar jumped in for a couple of choruses. Annette Pierce was there on piano doing his Basie-like best, jumping at the Woodside.
Well, next we'll hear from tenor sax artist Eric Kloss from an LP entitled Love and All That Jazz. On the Prestige label. It features Eric on tenor sax, Don Patterson on organ, Benny Correo on guitar, and Billy James on drums. And it's a tune Eric wrote entitled Just for Funk.
Thank you.
Just for Funk, a tune written by Eric Kloss and featuring Eric on tenor sax, Don Patterson on organ, Vinny Correo on guitar, Billy James on drums. It was from a Prestige LP entitled Love and All That Jazz, released in 1966.
Better return now to an album we did in the first hour on the Dawn label by Paul Kunishay called The Kid from Denver. And this is a little thing put together by Manny Album, a great composer and arranger in the jazz field, called Happy Feeling. And we've got, again, the classic Count Basie rhythm section of Freddie Green on guitar, Eddie Jones on bass, Sonny Payne on drums. Let's listen to Happy Feeling.
Thank you.
nice little swinger written and arranged by one of the foremost jazz composers and arrangers on the scene at the time, any album, a little thing he put together called Happy Feeling from Paul Quinochet's Dawn LP, of course transferred to a CD, called A Kid from Denver.
Well, next we'll hear from the Gene M. and Sonny Stitt Quartet. It's from a prestige LP entitled Soul Summit. Features Gene and Sonny on tenor saxes, along with Jack McDuff on organ and Charlie Persip on drums. It's a Rube Bloom, Ted Kohler tune entitled Out in the Cold Again.
Mm-hmm.
Out in the Cold Again, featuring Gene Ammons and Sonny Stitt on tenor saxes, Jack McDuff on organ, and Charlie Persip on drums, from an LP entitled Soul Summit, released on the Prestige label in 1962.
Well, this is your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns, reminding you that we're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, and you know, we want to make a note that we're here every Sunday night for 2 hours from 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. So we hope you'll join us again next week and every Sunday night. We're going to close it out with our highlighter of the week, Paul Quinichet on tenor sax from his prestige album Bass Reunion, doing John's Idea.